Corinthians had chosen to establish a presence on Auron 4, a planet that lay well within the Confederacy's gradually shrinking borders, was generally inhospitable to life, and rarely received visitors. All of which made it the perfect place for the bugs to hide a whole shitload of supplies while they got ready for the next big push.
"Are you sure the chits are down there?" the co-pilot inquired dubiously. "There are no signs of electronic activity so far. Maybe they went home."
"That would be nice," Santana replied over his suit radio. "But odds are the bastards are laying low. That's what I would do if I were them." All radio communications were being routed through the company-level Integrated Tactical Command, or ITC, system, which meant that Major Quinlan could monitor the company's progress from the well-padded comfort of the Harmon's Command and Control Center, or C&C, and participate in any conversation he chose to.
"I don't think any of us care what you would do if you were a Romanthian," Quinlan commented caustically, "so stow the bullshit and stick to your job."
The co-pilot looked back over her shoulder as if to apologize, and Santana shrugged as if to say don't worry about it. Meanwhile, back in the cargo bay, Master Sergeant Dice Dietrich frowned. The hollow-cheeked non-com had served with Santana before, first on Lenore, where a consortium of off-world governments had been forced to battle the Claw, and then on Savas, where elements of the 1st REC took part in a raid that required them to traverse hundreds of miles of hostile territory. So Dietrich not only knew what the cavalry officer was capable of, but was familiar with Santana's combat record, which included 2 Medals for Valor and a Distinguished Service Cross, complete with a newly added star. And being a decorated veteran himself, Dietrich knew how divisive an officer like Quinlan could be. Divisive, and if they weren't careful, dead. Because it was the non-com's opinion that every garden requires an occasional weeding. Both of the company quads were backed by the loading ramp where they could hit the ground first, backed by 17 10-foot-tall Trooper 2s, all of whom were clamped to the bulkheads, and 15 biobods, many of whom were looking at the top, trying to gauge his reaction to Quinlan's comment. Mindful of the fact that the Major could hear anything he said, Dietrich grinned menacingly from behind his faceplate and aimed a one-finger salute up towards space. The Legionnaires seated around the non-com laughed, and even though both of Santana's platoon leaders witnessed the gesture, they were careful to ignore it. Partly because they had no love for Quinlan themselves, but mostly because they were afraid to get crosswise of the hard-eyed sergeant and the veterans who were loyal to him. The net effect was to break the tension and simultaneously restore the company's confidence in Santana. Because if Dietrich had faith in the captain, then it was obvious that they should too. The assault boat and its sleek escorts bucked their way down through multiple layers of turbulent gas until they could skim the planet's arid surface. There wasn't much to see other than frequent outcroppings of gray rock, dry riverbeds, and occasional forests of what looked like petrified trees. Then, after 10 minutes or so, the landing craft's boxy shadow rippled over the only man-made structures on the planet's surface. The complex consisted of a rusty dome, a clutch of globular tanks, and a sand-drifted landing pad. The words Madsen Mining were still legible on the cracked Duracrete if one looked hard enough. The entire facility was nestled within the open arms of 3 interlocking hills, which the map provided by Madsen Mining referred to as the Three Amigos.
"Bingo!" the co-pilot said excitedly as she stared at the readouts arrayed in front of her. "That sucker is radiating way too much heat. Looks like the chits took over the mine. Maybe we should tell the Dags to bomb them."
"They're too deep," Santana replied wearily.
"In fact, based on the schematic that Madsen Mining gave us, looks like some of the major galleries are more than 1,000 feet below the surface. Besides, there's a war on. Some of those supplies could come in handy. Put us down 1 mile to the west. Who knows what kind of weapon systems and booby traps the bugs have in place around the landing pad?"
Quinlan's response came so quickly it was as if he'd been waiting to give it.
"That's a negative, Alpha 6. Why give the enemy time to prepare? You will land on the pad and do so immediately. Over."
The pilot looked back over his shoulder as if to say, what now? Santana swore under his breath. He'd been hoping to avoid